Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to continue talking about Rise of the Machines, mm-hmm. Season 2. This is a TV show that's all about motorcycles. You might be interested in this program because it mostly talks about big motorcycles or super bikes. It's not going to talk about the little scooters you see zooming around the streets of Taiwan here. People ride those all the time. I'm sure that's the last thing that people want to think about, especially when parking is getting so hard with scooters in the cities. But hey, if you're in some places like the United States or Europe or Australia, hey, getting on a big motorcycle and hitting the highway, heading out on the highway might sound very appealing to you.
Yeah. I'd rather be in a car. Maybe a car with a sunroof or a convertible where the roof actually comes down. That sounds more appealing to me. But a lot of people really love their motorcycles or those super motorcycles that are called super bikes. We're going to talk more about this particular Discovery Channel TV show called Rise of the Machines Season 2. But first, as we always do, we're going to read through today's article.The day before Mateo's first qualifying race, he tests the track's conditions and hazards. The Misano track is adjacent to the sea, and ocean spray can make the track slippery. This can affect a superbike's traction, making it easier for the bike to lose its grip. The engineers fit Mateo's bike with a softer suspension spring. The spring, one part of a complex system,helps attach the bike's rear wheel to the frame and soak up the bumps on the track, allowing for a smoother ride. A new softer spring should also maximize the rear wheel's contact with the track, giving it more grip. The new spring works perfectly, and Mateo takes second place. However, he notices that his gears are sticking.Fortunately, the gearbox is designed to slide right out of the bike, so his engineers can easily perform the necessary repairs. The gears need to be in perfect condition, as they work in sync with the bike's computer system. When Mateo kicks the gear change pedal, the computer takes over and matches the gear's speed with the engine's. This keeps the bike from losing power during the shift.Though Mateo's gearbox performs flawlessly in the second qualifier, something else goes wrong. The engineers comb through the bike's computer data until they spot a fault in the bike's cooling system. An overheating bike could spell disaster for Mateo, but the issue lies deep within the engine. Race rules forbid the engineers from taking the engine apart, leaving the team's boss,Romano Albaciano, with a difficult decision. He can keep the bike's engine and risk it overheating, or replace the engine with a brand new one that's never been race tested. Will Mateo's bike be ready for race day? Tune in to Discovery Channel's Rise of the Machines Season 2 this May to find out.
Okay, everybody, the time has arrived for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. Now, remember, we've got Mateo here. He's an Italian guy. And the day before Mateo's first qualifying race, he tests the track's conditions and hazards. So remember, Mateo here is preparing for a motorcycle race, okay? And, of course, there are many races leading up to the final race. So here it's a qualifying race in which you have a number of riders competing against each other, and maybe only the top five finishers or the top 10 finishers are allowed to continue on into the final. They do this with all sorts of races. There's the qualifying races in the Olympics, for, say, the 100 meters or the 400, and only the top qualifiers get to be in the final. So, yes, this is a qualifying race, and he's preparing for it. So, of course, he tests the track's conditions and hazards. Okay, he wants to know about the quality of the surface of the track. Does it have a lot of grip? Is it slippery? Is it high temperature, low temperature? All of those things will affect how the tires react to the track. So they need to test the track check out its conditions, and also the hazards. There might be some hazards like precipitation on the track surface.
Which is rain or water.
Right. It could be drizzle or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe bird droppings on the track. Who knows? Probably not. But in any case, he's checking out the hazards. A hazard, of course, is something that might cause danger. Hazard, road hazards, for example, something in the road that might cause an accident.
Right, so the Misano track is adjacent to the sea, which means it's next to the sea. That would be really pretty. But the problem with that, though, is that the ocean spray, when the waves come up and crash against the rocks, it produces this water spray. So it sprays that ocean water onto the track, and it makes it slippery. You could also use the word slick, S-L-I-C-K, slick. Yeah, the road is very slick. This can affect a superbike's traction. Traction refers to how the tires grab hold of the road. And if there's ice or water on the road, it's very hard to have good traction. Notice the bottom of your tennis shoes, your running shoes, your athletic shoes that you have, they have nice rubber patterns on the bottom to help your feet grip the road, the track, wherever you're running or walking so that you don't slip and fall.
Right. Good traction there. We have different kinds of soles for our shoes. If you're playing tennis, for example, you need special shoes because they provide good traction or on a basketball court or whatever. But this is a superbike gripping the track so the bike doesn't slip over and cause an accident, etc. So, of course, with that ocean spray, that kind of light spray drizzle like water on the track, it would cause you to lose your grip, and the engineers fit Mateo's bike with a softer suspension spring, which is probably related to the shock absorber, which a lot of vehicles have. Mm. Bicycles sometimes have them. It's also referred to as the suspension. This is a spring here. If you look at motorcycles, you'll see like a spring in there.
Uh-huh.
And they need a softer one here, one that I guess bounces more to handle the traction of the track here. It has something to do with that. So the spring, which is one part of a complex system, helps attach the bike's rear wheel to the frame and soak up the bumps on the track, allowing for a smoother ride. So again, you've got that spring there, and it helps attach the wheel to the frame of the motorcycle. And it's kind of a shock absorber, so it soaks up the bumps on the track. If you hit bumps on the track, if you got a spring there, you won't feel the bump so much as you're riding. If you don't have any springs or any shock absorber, or if you don't have any good suspension, you will feel those bumps and it will affect your ride. It will be uncomfortable. Mm. And in the case of a racing motorcycle, it will probably make it go slower.
Yeah. A new softer spring should also maximize the rear wheel's contact with the track. And that would also give it more grip. If you maximize something, you make it as large or great as possible. I often hear companies who want to maximize their profit. So they want to make sure they make as much profit as possible by either selling more or spending less. Or you could maximize your potential by studying harder at school or working harder if you already have a job and you want to maximize your potential. You try to use the time at work as well as you can. Don't waste any time. Stay off the internet and impress your boss to maximize your potential and hopefully someday get a promotion.
That's right, and companies want to maximize their output and minimize their mistakes. Mm. Minimize is the opposite there, so they want to maximize the contact with the track and get better grip so it doesn't slip and fall down.
Mm.
Now, the new spring works perfectly. It's just what the doctor ordered, and Mateo takes second place. He wins second place.
Good.
Which is a no small feat.
Oh, Tom, I want to mention something here.
Yes.
For some reason, racing and what place people come in is is confusing to people in Taiwan.
Okay.
Don't put a the in front of second. He comes, he takes the second place. I see this all the time. He came in second. He came in first. You can't say he came in the first or he came in the second. So we just use the number, the ordinal number. He came in second or he takes second place or he came in second.
You can say he's the winner,
but
you can't say he got the first place wrong. Don't say that. Okay, so in any case here, he takes second place. He gets second place. However, he notices that his gears are sticking. If you're riding a motorcycle, of course, you're changing gears, first gear, second gear, third gear, etc.
Right.
Most cars have five gears. Most motorcycles have five gears. And they're sticking. They're not changing smoothly. So fortunately, the gearbox is designed to slide out of the bike so his engineers can easily perform the necessary repairs.
Wow.
So we've got a gearbox here. That's where the gears are. I've tried to study how gears work on motorcycles and in cars. It's quite complicated. I don't understand it very much. But for the most part, if you want to fix the gears in a car, you need to tear apart the engine and stuff like that or put it up on a hoist.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular case, the gearbox can actually slide right out of the box. You don't need to take apart the engine and all that kind of stuff. So the engineers can perform the necessary repairs quickly and efficiently, and he can get out there on the track and continue the race.
That's right. I was going to ask you how many gears your bike has.
My bicycle?
Yeah.
Or my bicycle.
Your bicycle.
I don't really know. I think there's three sprockets in front and seven in the back. So I guess it's 21 gears, but nobody ever uses all 21 gears.
No,
you maybe use maybe seven or eight of them. It's kind of hard to explain. But
yeah, when we were growing up, I know the 10-speed bike was really popular. I never used all the gears, though, believe me. So here we're moving on. It says the gears need to be in perfect condition, working very well, as they work in sync with the bike's computer system. Motorcycles today are so high tech, they have computer systems in them, which is amazing. If something's working in sync with something else, they're working well together. There was that boy band long ago.Is in the 90s, I guess. NSYNC, they danced very well together. They harmonized well together. They worked in sync well together. So they want the gears to work in sync with the computer system. When Mateo kicks the gear change pedal, the computer takes over or takes charge and matches the gear speed with the engines. I don't really know what a gear change pedal is. You probably do, Tom, because you know motorcycles.
Yeah, it's usually activated with the left foot on motorcycles. The brake is the right foot, etc.
Oh.
The clutch is with the left hand on a motorcycle. I don't know how it works with racing motorcycles.
Uh-huh.
It could be an automatic transmission. I'm not quite sure, but he kicks the gear change pedal. He's got to change it himself. And the computer takes over and matches the gear speed with the engine. So I guess it's computer assisted here. And this keeps the bike from losing power during the shift. Yes, shifting, when you change gears, to shift, to change something, to change a gear, can slow you down a little bit. So, of course, you don't want to do that during a high speed race. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. Let's stop now and take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 我们今天要继续来看第十五单元。好，我们介绍了这个节目，这是谈摩托车的。而且这个节目里头，他谈到摩托车怎么会在今天这么样的热门啊？还有机器本身里面到底有哪些故事？那我们要来谈谈主角，他要上场比赛了。真的在比赛现场的时候会发生什么样的状况？好，我们之前提到这位主角呢是 Mateo。Mateo 他现在要进行 First Qualifying Race。Qualifying Race 就是资格赛。那在第一场资格赛的前一天，他测试了这个赛道的状况，还有一些能够造成危险的这些 hazards 危险物。那因为他的地点，这个比赛地点呢是靠海。好，这里有一个片语 is adjacent to， 也就是说是在海边，它是在海的附近。既然是这样的话，可能这个赛道就会 弄湿了，然后就影响到这个摩托车的抓地力。哎，我们看到这个 traction 它指的就是指这个附着的这种摩擦力。Making it easier for the bike to lose its grip. 它呢就会造成这个摩托车容易失去抓地力。再来我们来看，提到那他的团队们当然就要帮他解决问题，所以他们就在他的摩托车上装了一个比较软的一个弹簧，这个弹簧叫 suspension spring。注意到 spring 除了当春天之外，它有一个解释就是指弹簧，那加了一个 suspension 讲的就是悬吊弹簧。那加上这个悬吊弹簧之后有什么好处呢？它就是可以帮摩托车的这个后轮然后连接车架，而且会吸收这个赛道上面的颠簸程度，所以你骑起来就会比较稳。好，当然这一课的内容因为提到了摩托车，提到了机器，所以会有很多的专用的词汇，可能大家平常也比较少用，但是我们至少要知道它在中文里相对的是什么，这样可能会比较有概念了。后面呢我们就继续来介绍，当然这个新的弹簧对于赛车手来说帮他有了完美的这个运作，所以果然的我们的主角 Madale 他就得了第二名。不过他还注意到有一个问题，就是谈到说他的 gears are sticking， 当 gears 指的是那个齿轮，车子的齿轮卡住了。不过比较幸运的是说 the gearbox， 好，这个术语是指摩托车里头的变速箱。他说到这 gearbox 本来呢就设计得很好，所以可以呢很轻易的做维修。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about Rise of the Machines Season 2, a show on the Discovery Channel. And today we're focusing on Mateo's racing skills and what it's like for him to prepare for a race and how his superbike responded to some of the things they had to do. So he did test the track and checked out the conditions of the track. That's very important because the track he was racing on was next to the sea. The track had the potential to be very slippery because of the ocean spray that would hit the track. And this would affect traction. So they tried to fit his bike with this suspension spring that would take up some of the bumpiness of the track. And that would be a smoother ride for him. And also that softer spring would maximize the rear wheel's contact with the track. And that's what you want because it helps that tire or both the tires grip the track. He doesn't want to slide away or slip away. The new spring worked perfectly, but then they were looking and noticing that the gears were sticking. So they slid that gearbox out so his engineers could actually make some repairs. The gears need to be in perfect condition, that's what we were told, because they work in sync with the motorcycle's computer system, which is really high tech. So he's able to kick the gear change pedal, and then the computer takes over and matches the gear speed with the engines. It's very technical. And then this last sentence says this keeps the bike from losing power during the shift. Here, shift is a noun. It can also be a verb, which just means you move or change positions. Or maybe you are working a particular shift at work. When I was in New York and I first moved there, I worked second shift, which was 4 p.m. in the afternoon to 12 a.m. so that I could audition for musicals and operas during the day. I actually enjoyed that shift quite a bit because I could still get up at a normal time in the morning, but I was able to use the day to do what I wanted, which was to sing. And then I'd go to work and work on computers during that second shift. Here, it is a noun, but it refers to those gears shifting.
Right, the act of changing gears. If you've ever driven a car with manual transmission, of course, you have to change gears. And each time you shift, the car slows down a little bit, okay, in order to shift, okay? And they don't want to do that with a racing motorcycle. Otherwise, the other bikes will pass you and you'll lose. So they've got the computer here to match the gear's speed with the engines, making it seem as if a manual transmission is the same as an automatic transmission. Now, here in the final paragraph, it begins by saying, though Mateo's gearbox performs flawlessly in the second qualifier, something else goes wrong. So the gearbox has been fixed, and he's in the second qualifier, or the second qualifying race, but there's another problem. They're not quite sure what it is, so the engineers comb through the bike's computer data until they spot a fault in the bike's cooling system. Now, here we've got a phrase, to comb through. Combing usually refers to using a comb to arrange your hair in a presentable style, to comb your hair, which is flat and it's got the bristles, whereas a brush is a wider and
We actually call those teeth in a comb.
Teeth, okay.
Bristles are in a brush.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. And of course, in this particular case, though, if you're combing through something as if you're using a comb to look in someone's hair to see if they've got some escape babies in there, or a tick or something like that, or dandruff or something. We use this term here to talk about looking for something that's very small, looking for a problem, looking for a flaw.
Sorting through something, right?
There you go. And they're looking at the computer data. Yeah, what the heck is the problem? You know, Mateo said the bike was handling weird. We got to find out what the problem is. And they spot a fault in the bike's cooling system. They find that problem. The cooling system, of course, keeps the engine from getting too hot. It could be air-cooled, or it might be water-cooled, like in cars. There's water that goes around the engine to kind of suck up the heat there, and then it disperses the heat through the radiator in the front. But motorcycles work differently, but it still gets quite hot there because of the pistons and the cylinders and all that kind of stuff. So if it's overheating, if it's getting too hot, then this could spell disaster for Mateo, which means it could be a big problem. The engine could overheat, it could warp the cylinders, and it would just stop running, and he'd lose the race, and he'd lose the prize money. It would be a big disaster.
So they're looking for something that could spell disaster or cause a problem. It says, but the issue lies deep within the engine. Remember, but they can't fix the engine during the race. An issue is just a really important topic you want to discuss with people, or maybe it's a problem that you need to debate. Sometimes informally we'll be talking about someone who's having some troubles and we'll go, yeah, they have issues, which just means they have some personal problems, some emotional problems or difficulties in their life. Here it is a problem that they have within the engine, but unfortunately it's deep within the engine. Race rules forbid the engineers from taking the engine apart. They can't just fix it in the middle of the race. To forbid somebody something means to tell someone you absolutely cannot do something. Maybe your parents. My parents forbid me from staying out after 12 a.m. on weekend nights even. And during the week, I had to be home by 9 p.m. So there are rules. So if you forbid something, you refuse to allow something to take place. Here, the rules say, even if your engine comes up with a problem during the race, you can't fix it during the race. Yeah.
That's a no-no.
Yeah.
And I should say the word forbid here is often used in the form to be forbidden. I could say smoking is forbidden in this restaurant. You can't smoke in here. If you want to smoke, go someplace else. But here, the race rules forbid the engineers from taking the engine apart. So the team's boss, Romano Albesiano. Okay,
yeah,
sounds very
right.
Italian to me. I bet he had spaghetti for breakfast.
Yes.
And he's got a difficult decision here. He can keep the bike's engine and risk it overheating or replace the engine with a brand new one that's never been race tested. That is a difficult decision. Yes, let's keep the engine of the motorcycle there and take a risk if it overheats and melts the cylinders and he loses the race. That could happen. Or maybe we can just get a brand spanking new engine and install it on the motorcycle right now. But, you know, we've never tested it in a race. We don't know if it's going to be an ideal situation for Mateo. He's got to make this decision. It sounds like a tough decision.
That's scary, isn't it? If it's never been race tested, they are not sure how it's going to react.Going at such high speeds. And I know when you're racing, you tend to push harder than you normally do when you're just, you know, working hard or practicing for a big race. So will Mateo's bike be ready for race day? Tune in to Discovery Channel's Rise of the Machines Season 2 this May to find out. So we hope you've already found this show, actually, on the Discovery Channel, and you're enjoying it. Before we sign off, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
不过、接下来是不是就没有问题了呢？可能不见得。我们呢，就再往下读，看看到底怎么回事。好，我们说到了，其实啊 ,Mateo 他的 gearbox, 当然后来是没问题。但是在第二场的 qualifier 的时候，诶，什么叫 qualifier? 其实指的就是资格赛。我们说他前面第一场得了第二名，那第二场的资格赛呢？诶，这里面虽然 gearbox 没问题，但出现的问题是在哪里？哦，往下读，看到另外一个词汇 cooling system。cooling system 指的就是冷却系统。这一次啊，他们这些技师们，他们在摩托车的冷却系统发现，诶，原来有一处有问题。那这时候该怎么办呢？我们要了解，如果你的 cooling system 出了问题，那就会造成摩托车 overheating。好，我们知道 overheating 就是指过热。那这个 overheating 的问题应该怎么解决？当然，就比赛的规定来说，它是禁止他们把引擎给拆开了。既然不能拆开，那可能要面临的就是说，既然不能拆，那你是不是就让这个引擎直接保留在整个比赛过程当中，要冒这个风险，冒着它会过度 overheating 的风险。当然另外有个可能是你不能把它拆开，那好，换一个新的好了。当然换了一个新的引擎代替化，就表示这个引擎完全没有被测试过。好，看到 race tested, that's never been race tested。 为什么用 tested 这个 PP, 也就是过去分词，当然还是表示被动的含义。换句话说，这个引擎是 has never been tested in race,完全没有之前测试过，没有真的用过的引擎，那这个风险就是万一它真的出错了，那怎么办？说起来真的很惊险。当然，接下来到底节目中会发生什么样的故事呢？我们就要等大家看节目才知道了。今天的解释就到这边结束，我们下次见。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you ride a motorcycle, please be extra careful.
Wear a helmet. I thought you were going to say wear a helmet. Yeah.
That too. Wear a helmet, be careful, obey the rules, etc., etc. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.